This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Starting next year, most health insurance plans will have to offer women an expanded list of preventive services, including prescription contraceptives, at no upfront cost. As NPR's Julie Rovner reports, that decision was expected, but it included one small surprise.
The Institute of Medicine 2 weeks ago actually recommended that insurers offer 8 new women's health services without charging deductibles or copays. But the one that's gotten all the attention has been birth control. And that's not surprising, Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius told reporters.
Since birth control is the most common drug prescribed to women ages 18 to 44, insurance plans should cover it. Not doing it would be like not covering flu shots.
But the rules issued today allow religious groups that offer insurance to opt out of providing prescription contraception. Currently, 28 states require insurers to offer birth control. 18 of them have some sort of religious exemption. Federal officials said they based their opt-out on the one most states used. But the policy has managed to anger those on both sides of the birth control coverage fight. Jeannie Monahan of the Family Research Council says the exemption doesn't go far enough.
Groups are very narrowly defined. For example, Catholic hospitals won't be included.
While others, like John O'Brien of the group Catholics for Choice, think any exemption hurts women who need the coverage.
If your religious employer thinks you should become pregnant each and every time you have sex, he can deny you the ability to get contraceptive services for free. That's plain wrong.
The rules are set to take effect a year from today. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.